This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour. Time for us to review the charts of the week of November 21st to the 25th. The Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the top 10 stories, the top 10 topics. You like it when I do alliteration, Jennifer?
Top 10.
The top 10. Hey. Okay. So, we have Jennifer Warren.
It's Thanksgiving week top 10, right?
Yes, it is. Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for. The stories and the people. And we're going to engage one of the folks from one of our radio stations, the lovely and talented John Harper.
Ah, what a beauty John Harper is.
WMEL will join us in a few minutes as we go through the story. So he'll add to your comments and my comments. The essence, though, of the list is the list itself. So, without further ado, let's start at number 10. The sports talk radio people have a unique way of underscoring things that are not necessarily important, not life-shaking, but they seem, the way a lot of these hosts do it, everything is not an issue, but everything's exciting. You know how some of these people always, and then when everything's exciting, what happens when something really is exciting?
Oh, are you trying to say it's like calling wolf? Come on.
Well, it's kind of like watching the wrestling description. You'll hear, if you ever watch the WWE.
I love wrestling, yeah.
I know you do. And so you know what I'm saying. It's an over-exaggeration of things. It's almost like some advertising is overcooking the, you know, it's overcooking the facts. Although, when it comes to my advertisers, that's not the case. But other people, other advertisers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Okay. All right, so number 10 is what's going on at Sports Talk Radio. Number 9, Kanye West gets hospitalized.
Huge, huge pop culture story.
Because?
Well, for a number of reasons. Because he went off on stage saying that he didn't vote, but if he had voted, he would have voted for Trump. He got a lot of flack for that. Then he went on stage in Sacramento and sang three songs.
Why didn't he vote for it? If he says, if I had a vote, so why didn't he vote?
Well, and the other thing is, remember a year ago, Kanye said he was going to run for the presidency in 2020. So, here's the first step, Kanye. Get to voting. I mean, come on. Come on, Kanye. Let's be honest. Yeah. But that was one. And then he did this show in Sacramento where he went on stage and he performed just a few songs and then he left. Then he canceled his concert in Los Angeles and he left and ended up in the Rubber Ramada. So, you know.
The Rubber Ramada. I have never heard it referred to. I've heard Bellevue and Bouncing Bellevue, but I've never heard the Rubber Ramada. That's very sensitive.
Consider this a gift.
The Rubber Ramada. All right, now that'll become something that will get national attention. Jennifer Horn, co-host of DJV and also on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, says Kanye West has now been admitted into the Rubber Ramada.
Well,
all right. Now, don't be coming after me the next time I say something that's insensitive. Because I do that from time to time, and you chastise me.
Oh, I don't know if chastise is the word. Sometimes I giggle and point.
Right. All right, from Kanye West visiting the Rubber Ramada at number 9. Number 8, immigration policy and whether Trump is going to hold his word that all of the people that are here illegally will be deported. Of course he's not. And, of course, there's really not going to be a wall. There'll be fences, maybe, that'll be put up. The stat this week, was Monday morning, I think, Jennifer, we were talking about the numbers of immigrants just in the past month, like 46,000.
Sure.
Before the election, the people worried about whether Trump was going to be elected, the illegals came over in droves because they figure after he gets elected, they won't be able to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sort of interesting in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are talking about it because of that YouTube video with Donald Trump where he said he talked about his first 100 days, and so then he didn't mention immigration too much until the end, and that was concerning. He is going to do something about it.
Yeah,
he'll
do something.
He's already backed off on it. I mean, when he did his big law and order and immigration speech not so long ago, he already said he's not going to go into people's homes and break up families. So, I mean, it was already sort of in the process.
Yes, it was. Okay, so that's number eight. Number seven, all the focus on police officers and the attacks on them that have been going on all year. Actually, they've been going on for years. And so that's mostly in light of the fella that was, I think he was in St. Louis. He was running a traffic ticket, and some dude came up to him. Wasn't even the car, the driver of the car. He just saw him. He was angry, got out of the car, and he shot this guy and killed him.
In the face, he shot the guy twice, and then the officer died in San Antonio. It was a tough week for law enforcement.
I think that this guy that pulled the gun and shot the police officer in the face gets the death penalty. I don't like the death penalty, but in this circumstance, that's what he deserves. There's no way around. There's no protection. There's no defense. There's nothing. This guy, cold-blooded, and he didn't even know the policeman. Policeman was just there doing something. This guy walks by and blows him away.
Yep.
Put him away.
It's kind of become part of the narrative now in the country, is it's us versus them, and it's just, that's so scary.
Well, there is a lot of that because there are some bad police officers, but mostly good ones, and they're doing a tough job, so... This is no way. All right, let's pick it up there. We'll have John Harper from WMEL pick it up from there as well in a few moments. Coming up to 13 after the hour on the countdown with a word to the wise. I could count down from number 10 to number 1 the reasons that you ought to be on Superbeats. If you've never heard me before talking about this amazing product that's all natural from non-GMO grown Super beets. The beets are super. They are grown, they are cooked, they are dried, they are powdered, they're put into a canister. You get them, you put them in a scoop of water or a smoothie or any other way you want to administer them to you, and you get these amazing super results. Beets are loaded with nitric oxide. And so with that, they open up your arteries, the blood goes to your muscles, your brain, every single organ. You won't get sick if you have Super Beets. I say that, that's not what the company says, that's what Doug Steffen says. Jennifer Horn's on these, all the members of my staff are on the Super Beets program every day. Jennifer likes taking it in the afternoon because she gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. We go on the air, we do our daily work on our various enterprises, and by 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon...
The slump. I have such a slumper. Even when I was on a normal sleep schedule, I still was an afternoon slumper. And so 2, 3 o'clock, it can be brutal. So I mix up Super Beets at my desk. And what's cool is just in the canister, and you just mix it with water. It's just, it's easy.
Yep. Here's Maryland's Susan, listener in Maryland, says, after hearing about Super Beets on the radio from you, I ordered some for my husband. I actually called that number, 800-655-4183. My husband's been on these for months now. He loves them. I like the results myself. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure, and I know that. He had a little issue. Now it's normal. Keep your arteries clean. Keep your body strong. Call 800-655-4183 and get on to the Super Beets program. Number one reason is because it's so good for you. And number two, if you order now, you get a 30-day supply of Super Beets that don't cost you anything when you have a regular three-month order filled. So fill your body with the blood that it needs to be healthy. 800-655-4183. It takes care of all kinds of ills, that's for sure. If you don't want your heart to give up on you, don't give up on your heart. Call 800-655-4183 or order online at DougLikesBeats.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Did you know that dogs and cats can develop diabetes just like humans? Many pet owners don't know, but it's a manageable condition. That's why experts are raising awareness during November, Pet Diabetes Month. West Coast-based veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell.
Proper management is the key to maintaining a happy and healthy pet with diabetes. It's also critical to work with your vet to determine regimen and routine. With good care, nutrition, and plenty of exercise, a diabetic pet can live as long as a pet without diabetes of the same age and gender.
Dr. Campbell says the first step for pet owners is recognizing if your four-legged friend has any signs.
Some signs of pet diabetes include drinking more water than usual, urinating more frequently, and always acting hungry. If you see any of these signs, you should speak with your veterinarian and get your pet tested as soon as possible.
For more, visit PetDiabetesMonth.com. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People in Florida were so concerned about the growth of online gambling that the legislature decided to pass a law banning electronic slot machines and internet cafes. But the law was written so quickly and so poorly that it actually banned all computers, cell phones, and other devices that could connect to the internet and therefore could be used for gambling. More than 1,000 legitimate internet cafes across the state were shut down until the mistake could be corrected, though hardly any were guilty of anything. Instead of legislating in haste, lawmakers should take their time, look through the lens of liberty, read the bills, and make sure they have the right solution to the right problem.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Athletes know that the path to success is to be in the best of shape. The same holds true if you're heading into surgery.
Just like an athlete, you're going to perform better if you're in better shape and your strength is better. Surgery is a major event, a physiologic injury, and you have to be able to respond to that.
Colorectal surgeon Dr. Robert Sima says that what we're really talking about is losing weight and building muscle before surgery, a process referred to as prehabilitation.
Even in patients who are wheelchair bound, if you can give them a period of time where they improve their nutritional status, at the same time improve their body strength, either by arm exercises, hand grip, those patients do statistically better with their surgical outcomes compared to comparable patients who don't undergo the prehabilitation.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, 18 after the hour, we're going through the hot hits of the week, courtesy of folks at Talkers Magazine, something that a lot of stations like because they want to hear from our stars, Jennifer Horn being among them, as to what they think of some of the issues. Jennifer does an issue-oriented, not that the program we do here isn't issue-oriented, but the issues are not the same as you hear on a lot of these so-called political talk radio programs, and you do a political show on a station in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and so you have a chance to sort of dig around in some of these where we might not do it here on the program we do Monday through Friday. But when we do, we put this hour together, I think it's important to get everybody's two cents in here. So that's why as we go through these, we're looking for input from Jennifer. And as I said, John Harper from WMEL will join us in a few minutes. The Thanksgiving holiday was number five, Jennifer. What do we have? It seemed to be a pretty good day for most people from what I have gleaned in the early reports. What about with you?
Yeah, I think it was a great day. And, you know, a couple of reasons that I think Thanksgiving was on the minds of talk radio people this past week is not necessarily the holiday, but there was a terror threat that was associated, as we've seen with these big American holidays. There's always that threat from these groups that want to kind of pop off a little bit. Plus, you had President Obama pardoning his last presidential turkey pardon. So that was a big story this week, a good photo op for the president.
All right, yeah. And there were a few turkeys that were pardoned from jail, I think, as well.
That's right. He did. He loves the pardons all the way through.
Yeah,
it was funny. He told his daughter, and I can't remember which one, but he told his daughter that he would like to keep this tradition up. So they're going to pardon turkeys, apparently, even after he's out of the
house.
Yeah.
Listening to the Countdown News Talk Station in Coos Bay, KBBR, 1340 AM, Coos Bay, Oregon. Good to have you on board.
Great
on the
area.
Talk Radio Review, the Talk Countdown at 21 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Three and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn as we review the Talkers Magazine charts for the week of November 21st to the 25th. We're on the story side of things. The ledger also will include the discussion of various people who have been on our minds according to the survey and the research done for Thanksgiving week. Normally, I like to bring in the people who are stars of my various programs to talk with their opinions being featured at the forefront of our discussion of some of these issues. Because of the weekend, a lot of people are away. I've invited John Harper, who is the major domo at WMEL, talk radio up and down I used to be able to introduce you as the major domo of the talk radio station up and down the Space Coast, but now, because you've become a mega operator, it's up and down the entire coast pretty much, from the Palm Beaches all the way up to Jacksonville with a new signal or 3 signals. I haven't kept up with. How the heck many signals have you got now?
Actually, Doug, good morning, and hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
We have 4 signals now, and we're now calling it, instead of the Talk to Me station, we're calling it the Talk to Me Network.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay.
See what they did?
I see what they did. That's very good. I'm very pleased. John and I have been friends. I can't even remember when you first put this program, me, on your air. Do you remember when it was?
I can. Sure. It was 1995.
Wow. God love you.
I mean, the entire time, and Dougie, we've been together like almost 11 years now, believe it or not. And yeah. I know that John's been a piece of that the entire time I've been around. So.
Yep. 1995.
Jennifer, I actually remember the first time you were on the air with Doug. Doug was making reference to us for some reason. Oh, we had a hurricane coming, and you mentioned our good friend John Harper, and I kept saying, I don't know Jennifer. But she's calling me your good friend.
We're buddies. I mean, come on, John.
Yeah. Right. That's it. All right, so I don't know. I forget whether I sent you an email wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. I've sent it to a number of people. I hope I send one to you. If I didn't, this is my chance to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving weekend. What occupied on your station? You have, describe for those listening what the meat and potatoes are of WMEL, the Talk to Me Network.
Well, it's an eclectic mix, Doug and Jennifer, of political talk. We've got health talk. We've got sports, a little bit of everything, money talk, the typical, I guess, well, I don't want to say we're typical, but a talk radio station that tries to touch all the bases when it comes to issues that are relevant and current to the listeners of our area, especially here on the Space Coast.
All right, so I haven't talked to you since the election. What was the result or what was the feeling of the people who listened to your station when you had local
Florida
talk about...
Florida was so important, too.
Right. So what's been going on in the feeling after the election and what Trump has been doing so far?
This is a very conservative Republican area where we broadcast from, at least here on the Space Coast. And needless to say, a lot of high fives whenever you talk to someone about Trump winning the election. And those who didn't want to see Hillary win are still saying put her in jail and things like that. So the differences run very deep here, but the Republicans outnumber the Democrats 3-1, I think,
really?
In our area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
uh-huh.
There's a lot of jubilation right now for Trump winning, yes.
Well, they're not going to be happy because Trump's not going to do anything with Hillary Clinton. She's going to go off on her own, and that'll be the end of that. But hopefully the focus will be on what the future is, the president of the future. John Harper is with us for the balance of the hour as we review the stories on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at 28, Pat.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It's Talk Radio Review, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and John Harper, who's the general manager of WMEL Radio, the Talk to Me Network up and down the east coast of Florida. We're discussing the issues, the stories, what is on John's station, what the priorities are for his listeners, as an example of a lot of the folks that are listening to this program and stations all around the country and all around the world. This is big stuff. It is. Conversation about issues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we went through the Thanksgiving holiday. By the way, John, did you have a good holiday? What did you do that was special and unique?
Yeah, it was very nice, Doug. Thank you for asking. A very opulent dinner late yesterday afternoon, and really enjoyed it. And like so many other people, it just ate too much and ate too many pastries and all of that. So today it's back to dieting, I guess.
Back on the wagon.
It's called acid indigestion, John. That's what it's called. Too much gas. All right, number four. On the countdown, the future of healthcare. John and Jennifer both have similar political views. And I have said this on the air. I'll just set the stage for this, and I don't know how much we can talk about it because it really is in flux. It's one of those things that's been a hot button political item for years. And as hopefully an objective viewer, this was not a healthcare bill. It never was. It was a bill for the insurance companies and an insurance bill, which would have, if done properly, given a lot of people access to health care at reasonable costs. Good idea, not well executed, too many cooks in the broth, and so it has failed miserably in terms of what it costs people to have health care now and what is being offered. But the idea is a good one, and hopefully they'll clean it up a little bit. What are your listeners thinking and saying, John?
Well, Doug, first, I have an opinion that the health care, the Obamacare issue, is one of the issues that kind of sank the campaign of Hillary Clinton. 2 weeks before the election, as you'll recall, that rate increase came out for Obamacare, and people that we talked to, the people I know personally, were absolutely livid about that premium going up over 20%. And I think that had a lot to do with what caused the downfall of the Clinton campaign.
Well, now, she kept tying herself to him and the administration.
Well, she had no choice because he was popular and she wasn't, so she had to do that tie. But I think John's right. Those rates were very meaningful to voters. I mean, the timing was really bad for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever came up with the timing on that is absolutely incredible. But at the same time, health care for the listeners in our area seems to be one of the major topics of discussion around Thanksgiving tables yesterday and throughout the time moving forward, due to the fact that we have a lot of baby boomers in this area, a lot of people retired, a lot of people on fixed incomes, and they're very concerned about what's happening to health care. While many certainly agree that it is not a perfect health care situation, as you just alluded to, Doug, at the same time, it has helped out those who can't afford to have health insurance due to pre-existing conditions. And that's been one of the main things that I keep hearing. How is this going to affect pre-existing conditions? And if it is revitalized or whatever through the Trump administration, what will become of the Obamacare as it's known today? And most people feel anything will be a help compared to what it's at today.
Isn't it interesting to hear it or refer to it as the Trump administration? That's not something.
I know. It's so weird, right?
Yeah.
In there quite well. The whole business about pre-existing conditions and the age of people and how they're getting health care. I had a conversation with somebody who is a Canadian this past week, and as you think about it, we used to decry that form of government because it seemed like too much government. But when you actually look at their single-payer system and how efficiently it worked, I don't know what it costs, but it isn't as crazy as what we have or as erratic as what we have. And maybe that's the way it has to go. It's very socialistic, but, you know, there's so many different ways of handling this, just that we all seem to agree this isn't the way to do it. I was sort of surprised when he was talking about, when Trump's talking about people in his cabinet and putting Ben Carson in charge of housing and urban development. I would have thought he would be better in the health and education. What's the department officially called?
Health and Human Services.
Health and Human, that's it.
Or the Surgeon General. I thought an appointment for Ben Carson there would be pretty incredible. But Ben Carson has been just sort of weird. And look, I like Ben Carson. I think that he's probably a really good guy. But he's by far one of the most chatty surrogates that Donald Trump had during the campaign. And so to listen to him, he kind of, like, there was not a secret. I mean, you want to talk about loose lips sink ships. I mean, the guy was constantly talking about things that maybe he wasn't supposed to. So during this period, you had him saying, well, yes, I'm going to be part of the Trump administration. Then you had him say no just a few days ago. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. I can do more in the private sector. Then you have him back in again saying, well, yeah, Donald Trump just told me I could be in charge of HUD. It's almost like Trump wants to keep him involved because he was loyal, and I totally respect that. He wants to keep him around, and Ben Carson's obviously super intelligent. But it's like all this speculation. I mean, it's almost like Ben Carson's fueling it himself. It's so bizarre.
Don't give him a secret.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, number three on the countdown, the relationship that we have with Russia, much decried in the news media, Pukin Putin, bad Vlad, that's what I say about him. I don't care for him or the way he runs the government, but the other side of it is if we can get along, you know, it's interesting. Trump says, I want to get along with everybody, and then he sort of draws a line in the sand for the Chinese, or at least that's what some people interpret his words to mean. And yeah, then he says, okay, well, the Russians, we got to get along with them. So what are we to believe? I would ask the two of you to translate, if you will.
Well, I think, Jennifer, if you don't mind my going first here, I think there's a, in our listening area, kind of a double standard. During the election, people were very much in support with what Trump was saying about the Russians and Putin. And now that the election is over, a lot of people are saying, as I heard a couple of times during the election, what would Ronald Reagan say about all of this cozying up to the Russians? Mm-hmm. So mixed emotions are running pretty strong here in our listening area about any type of a relationship with Russia. Most people feel they cannot be trusted, don't want to trust them. And again, I go back to that comment of what would Ronald Reagan say?
Well, Ronald Reagan would tell you that he and Mikhail Gorbachev became great friends, personal friends, and it was out of his being tough at those various meetings before the Soviet Union fell apart. He seemed to convince Gorbachev that the way we wanted to do it was the way to do it. And so maybe if there's a friendship here, certainly Gorbachev was an entirely different person than Putin. But Reagan had a way of making friends with pretty much everybody. I don't know that Trump's smart enough, or it's not part of his personality because he's a Gemini, and Geminis have a hard time making decisions or sticking to their decisions. And so maybe that will influence. I mean, we're all just postulating here. We're doing maybes and perhaps, and you know, who knows what the guy's going to do. But it makes for interesting conversation, and that's what we're here to do, is talk about talk. On the people side of things from the Talk Radio Review, the countdown list suggests that these are the most important people, at least in terms of conversation, on the News Talk radio stations that have been monitored by Talkers Magazine. At number 10, Kanye West. At number 9, Vladimir Putin. He always has to get in there one way or another. Number 8, Mitt Romney, back again in the focus. Number 7, Jared Kushner. Number 6, Rudy Giuliani. If I were making up the list, I'd take him out and put Mark Zuckerberg in that place, but that's just me, and I didn't make up the list. Stephen K. Bannon, what are his true colors? He's at number 5. Nikki Haley gets a new job. Number 4, Barack Obama. He'll have a new job, too. Whether he'll need one or not remains to be seen, but he'll probably take a job because it's good for people to stay active as they get older. Number 2 on the list of people this week, Mike Pence and Donald Trump, who's been number 1, good God, for months on this list, is number 1 again at 43 past the hour. This is the review of the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Athletes know that the path to success is to be in the best of shape. The same holds true if you're heading into surgery.
Just like an athlete, you're going to perform better if you're in better shape and your strength is better. Surgery is a major event, a physiologic injury, and you have to be able to respond to that.
Colorectal surgeon Dr. Robert Sima says that what we're really talking about is losing weight and building muscle before surgery, a process referred to as prehabilitation.
Even in patients who are wheelchair bound, if you can give them a period of time where they improve their nutritional status, at the same time improve their body strength, either by arm exercises, hand grip, those patients do statistically better with their surgical outcomes compared to comparable patients who don't undergo the prehabilitation.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Did you know that dogs and cats can develop diabetes just like humans? Many pet owners don't know, but it's a manageable condition. That's why experts are raising awareness during November, Pet Diabetes Month. West Coast-based veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell.
Proper management is the key to maintaining a happy and healthy pet with diabetes. It's also critical to work with your vet to determine regimen and routine. With good care, nutrition, and plenty of exercise, a diabetic pet can live as long as a pet without diabetes of the same age and gender.
Dr. Campbell says the first step for pet owners is recognizing if your four-legged friend has any signs.
Some signs of pet diabetes include drinking more water than usual, urinating more frequently, and always acting hungry. If you see any of these signs, you should speak with your veterinarian and get your pet tested as soon as possible.
For more, visit PetDiabetesMonth.com. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People in Florida were so concerned about the growth of online gambling that the legislature decided to pass a law banning electronic slot machines and internet cafes. But the law was written so quickly and so poorly that it actually banned all computers, cell phones, and other devices that could connect to the internet and therefore could be used for gambling. More than 1,000 legitimate internet cafes across the state were shut down until the mistake could be corrected, though hardly any were guilty of anything. Instead of legislating in haste, lawmakers should take their time, look through the lens of liberty, read the bills, and make sure they have the right solution to the right problem.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Doug Steffen here with the big stories of the week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, week of November 21st to the 25th, sees the sports talk radio world pretty much as usual, NFL action especially, and some of the things going on in college football, like Notre Dame has to vacate their football wins because of academic violations by the trainer this week. That was big on people's minds. The Facebook censorship issues at number 9, immigration policy at number 8, the relationship of people to the police and the atrocities committed against police officers, number 7, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, number 6, Thanksgiving, number 5, future of healthcare, number 4, future of U.S.-Russian relations, number 3, that's gone up a couple of notches, the Hamilton incident with Vice President-elect Pence, number 2, and the Trump transition, number 1, this week on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. At 47 past the hour, back to the countdown overview. This is actually a countdown extra. There were a lot of people talking about that school bus crash in Chattanooga this week. The bus had not been traveling on its route. The guy driving the bus said, you're all ready to die. He had no business driving the bus. He was 24 years old. And I think there should be a rule against people. If you can't rent a car because you're a bad driver in the assumption of the insurance companies, and you can't rent a car on your own until you're 25, what the hell are you doing driving a school bus at the age of 24? Especially somebody as crazy as this guy was. And then the discussion of school bus safety belts, seat belts, if you were. There are a lot of people who don't understand. I was in the school bus business, John. I think you've heard me talking about that over the years. This would be a major problem on school buses. And most people don't understand why seat belts are not required. And if you go to Tennessee, for example, they don't know if seat belts could have saved the children. But most children don't put them on. They're not buckled in when they go off to school. I think there are in California, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, in fact, where you are, John, the big buses do have seat belts. And I wonder whether you know how they're used or if there have been problems. Because when we discussed it here in Massachusetts, it was a kill because they were worried about kids using these belts as weapons against other kids in the bus.
Yeah, it's been the same scenario, same situation here in the state of Florida. The school buses do have seat belts, but they're not administered by the school bus drivers. They're not really required It's not a state law for the students to wear them, so it's just something that the school bus manufacturers are installing, but until there's some type of legislation that requires the kids to wear them, nothing's going to be done, and we'll have more tragic accidents like the one that occurred last week. Just horrible.
Yeah.
Not a good scene. All right, John Harper from WMEL, the Talk to Me Network on the coast of the East Coast of Florida. Thank you for being here, helping us understand what's going on with your listeners regarding the charts from Talkers Magazine. It's 10 minutes before the hour. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make health care reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower health care costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time, and it is time for us to review the top five items from this past week, sort of in countdown fashion from the world of technology, because Victoria Keelan is not with us, she normally has the honors. I am going to become the technology expert for the purposes of going over the top five items this past week, and
I get to be the big voice announcer.
Jennifer Horn has the privilege of being the big voice announcer, starting with
number five.
All right. This is a focus on Facebook. Facebook seems to want to break into the China market, the ad revenue that would come with that. There are a lot of people there, obviously, and there's a lot of money to be made there. Some of the current and former Facebook employees who want to be anonymous said the social network is experimenting with software. They are not allowed, I think, in China at all now, so they want to figure out, they've got software that will work on censoring certain posts. The government has blocked Facebook since 2009. They also banned Google and Instagram and Twitter and all the other websites that the commies don't like. So creating this censorship tool would probably help them get access to their 1.4 billion users at a time when people think that, or at least some people think, that Facebook is fading and they need more people. They need more. I wonder about a billion users, I think, now, Jennifer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't Facebook have a billion or maybe
huge.
More? Yeah.
And you know what? It's still big with the older crowd. It's just that the younger people are going to Instagram or to Tumblr or wherever else.
Yeah, exactly.
Wherever else you youngins hang out.
That's it.
Number four.
Number four is a focus on Google. There's probably not a week that goes by we don't have something about Facebook, Google, Apple. And this is about, the parent company is called Alphabet. And they have this new auto-focusing contact lens that they're developing. But there wasn't good news this week. They had originally thought that it would be available fairly soon, but they're running into some problems. Their lens, this auto-focusing lens that addresses farsightedness, won't make it to the test lab this year as they thought it was going to. Uncertain when the tests will actually begin. They have to figure out how to make this work around your blood sugar level. Sounds pretty technical, actually. They're learning as they go along, say the tech insiders. They now are trying to figure out how to overcome these hurdles that they say are modest. But those of you who wear contact lenses, the era of smart lenses is still around the corner.
Number three.
All right. I said that we always have Facebook and Apple and Google. Apple is acknowledging touch disease this week. Generally manifests as a flickering gray bar on top of the screen, and then the device becomes useless. They have said, because it's been widely reported, that iPhone 6 users are having this problem. Screen loses responsiveness and then goes... That's a technical term.
Ew.
Right. Apple refused to help iPhone owners for a long time.
You can always blame your screen.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But Apple says now they will fix your infected home for $149. What the hell? If it doesn't work, fix it. You pay the price. Anyway, they say touch disease is not a design flaw, but rather a result of being dropped. Okay, let's blame it on the...
Good to know.
That's it. All right.
Number two.
All right, here's another name we hear all the time, Instagram. They're joining the live video streaming game, according to an announcement made this week. They're a part of Facebook. You probably all know that. They are continue to advertise their own live platform, Instagram and Facebook. They have 500 million users on Instagram. Wow. Relatively easy to start a broadcast. You just tap the camera. You actually sent me one of these. Was it last week or the week before? When did you send me that? You were actually on the air live doing something. On
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live, yeah.
Right.
Right. What were you doing? I forgot.
I don't remember. Yeah. I was Facebook Living maybe with Brian. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. The guy that's on the other, that Peter. Other show that you do.
I know.
Anyway,
like
so.
I'm
yeah,
cheating.
Yeah.
Number one.
Number one this week in the... Turns out these top five tech stories are focused on all the big names. Snapchat. These spectacles are popping up all over the place. It's a super hot holiday gift. A lot of people trying to buy them as we speak, Jen. Spectacles, the Snapchat spectacles are glasses that connect to a user's smartphone, let them capture hands-free video through a camera embedded in their eyewear. Good God, sounds like a
crazy
James Bond movie.
Right? Yes.
Isn't it? Sell for $129 on sale in their bright yellow vending machines. Vending machines pop up without warning. The vending machines are, and they stick around for a couple of days and then they're gone. So you can track the vending machines online at spectacles.com. $900 for a pair. Good luck. All right, that's the tech world. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.